It's Tuesday, March 21st, the first day of spring, AD 2023. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Kevin Swanson and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Libya has gotten tougher on Christians. Bibles are severely restricted. They're brought into the country with extreme difficulty and risk. For Christians, Libya is the fifth most dangerous country in the world on the Open Doors World Watch list. Pray for a young man named Dia al-Din Bilal. He was found guilty of leaving the Muslim faith to embrace the Christian faith and sentenced to death last September. The Claremont Institute just released their Black Lives Matter movement and related causes funding database, tracking donations to liberal revolutionary causes. And survey says Silicon Valley Bank contributed $71 million to these causes. Black Lives Matter has received $832 million from leftist big money. Altogether, the leftist organizations have received $83.1 billion. The largest financiers of leftist causes in the U.S. are J.P. Morgan, Bank of America, Exelon Utilities in Chicago, Goldman Sachs, Bancorp, Starbucks, Citigroup, PNC Financial, Facebook, New York Life, BlackRock, CVS Health, and PayPal. First Republic Bank stock is still bleeding out, even after receiving additional deposits of billions of dollars from other banking institutions. The stock hovered around $20 yesterday, losing 86% of its value in the last week. Former President Donald Trump is expecting to be arrested and arraigned in a Manhattan court today, reports Business Insider. The Manhattan District Attorney, Alvin Bragg, is suggesting the former president broke the law when he allegedly paid hush money through an attorney to cover up an alleged affair with Stephanie Clifford, an actress in disreputable movies bearing sexual content. Bragg has convened a grand jury on the matter and received testimony thus far from Trump's former attorney, Michael Cohen, Stephanie Clifford, and Trump advisors Hope Hicks and Kellyanne Conway. Let us all remember, no creature is hidden from God's sight, but all are naked and exposed to the eyes of him to whom we must give account. Hebrews 4, verse 13. Wyoming became the first state to ban the abortion kill pill. Republican Governor Mark Gordon has signed the bill which would make it illegal to, quote, prescribe, dispense, distribute, sell, or use any drug for the purpose of procuring or performing an abortion, end quote. Wyoming has also just become the 18th state to ban boys pretending to be girls from competing in women's scholastic sports. Meanwhile, Colorado, just south of Wyoming, is positioning itself to be the most pro-abortion state in the country. The Colorado legislature is considering a bill to require insurance plans to provide coverage for the total cost of abortion care without copayments or policy deductibles. Another bill would protect out-of-state patients who wish to kill their babies in Colorado or pursue attempts to deface their God-given gender from prosecution anywhere. Yet another Colorado bill would prevent a healthcare provider from providing, prescribing, administering, or attempting medication abortion reversal. Plus, it further regulates advertising efforts on the part of pro-life centers in the state. Amazon is planning another round of 9,000 job cuts, reports the Financial Times. This takes the number of tech job cuts to 139,000 in the first 2.5 months of 2023. And according to layoffs.fyi, there were 161,000 layoffs in 2022. Companies laying off the most employees thus far this year include Meta at 21,000, Amazon at 19,000, and Google at 12,000. Civil unrest is on the rise in countries around the world. Those are the sounds of petrol bombs and launching tear gas canisters in Greece, reports Reuters. About 25,000 people faced off with the police in Athens. protesting a train crash that killed 57 people last month. And these are the sounds of more protests on the streets of Paris, France, where some have called it a battleground over the last few nights. Apparently, people are angry with French President Emmanuel Macron for increasing the retirement age from 62 to 64 without a vote. Other large protests over the last week have occurred in Great Britain, Israel, Venezuela, and South Korea. The Carnegie Endowment Global Protest Monitor has already documented 15 protests per month this year. The monitor identified 58 significant protests related to economic issues in 2022 and 16 in 2021. And finally, God sends precipitation on the just and the unjust in His common grace. The Colorado snowpack this year stands at 129% of average. The snowpack is the massive snow on the ground that is compressed and hardened by its own weight. In addition, Minneapolis, Minnesota endured its eighth snowiest season, and Bismarck, North Dakota and Grand Rapids, Michigan got their third largest snowfalls in history. Meteorologists are suggesting possible flooding, especially in the Mississippi Valley, come springtime. And that's the Worldview on this Tuesday, March 21st in the year of our Lord, 2023. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.